Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great show. This is show number 472, and the show today is in observance of Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And later on in the show, I'll be welcoming Melissa Venema from a company called She Has a Name Cleaning Services. And it's a company that gives work to women that were formerly involved in human trafficking, helping them get their lives back together and earn a living and that sort of thing. So it's a kind of a neat business, and we're going to talk a lot about that later. But I thought we'd spend the first part of the show by talking about this problem of human trafficking to begin with. Before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. If you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, if you would like to view, and it is, there are videos, if you want to view or listen to any show that I've ever done, all 471 past episodes are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Okay? So that would be cool. And there are a lot of neat things. And for those of you that haven't watched the show, it's kind of cool because you go to thereasonswesmile.com and you get to pick whatever episode. And if you have an interest in a certain topic, just type in that topic name in the search, and chances are there was a show about it. So you could type in gum disease. You could type in extractions or implants or you name it, insurance, dental insurance, all that kind of, those kind of things, and chances are you'll find a show. Okay. And we try to entertain you by having a slideshow of photographs that go with the topic, which I think is kind of fun, and it's something I do every week. Okay. Now, so human trafficking, this is, I'm a member of the Clintonville Rotary, and we have had people come and speak with us about human trafficking. The first time was probably about 4 years ago, and I'll have to say that I was a little bit surprised. I didn't realize that, first of all, that it was right here in our midst, right here in Columbus, Central Ohio, actually nationally, but I'm in Clintonville, and I'm thinking, really, this is happening here? But apparently it is, and of course, we've all seen the high-profile news stories about those three young girls that were held captive in the Cleveland home, you know, for a decade, 10 years, 12 years, that sort of thing. And so, you know, I'm sure the neighbors living next to that house didn't think it was happening in their neighborhood either. So anyway, it is a big problem. And one of the interesting things is we have a local judge, Judge Paul Herbert, is a local judge, and he, after having women brought before him in his court being charged with prostitution over and over again, the same women, he began to realize that the problem maybe isn't the women, that there's something else going on out there. And so what he came to learn, he could see signs, he could see that there was something else going on. They just looked abused. They didn't have bruises on them, but abuse is not just physical, it's mental. There's controlling. I was listening to a show earlier, and one of the tactics that, say, just an abusive husband would use, or a boyfriend, this woman was relaying a story, that he would take all of the articles of clothing this woman had out with him to work, put it all in the car, in the trunk of the car, and leave the woman home naked, so that she had no clothes, and therefore she wouldn't run away. Of course, you would think, why didn't she grab a towel? Why didn't she grab a curtain? But, you know, women in this abusive situation, they don't seem to think that way. They just feel so trapped, and they just can't seem to help themselves. So what he decided to do was create He said, once we started to learn more about the truth behind prostitution, we found out that it's really 95% of the time human trafficking. And this is Judge Herbert talking. So he has, let's see, how many years old is it? It's now 7 years old, his program. And it's what they do is they have this program where if the woman will agree to enter this training program that he's put together with his staff, then after 2 years, after 2 years, they graduate and the prostitution arrests are expunged. So that gives them like a fresh start. And it's really been working. They have to stay sober. They have to keep off the streets. They have to obey curfews. They get counseling in mental health if they need it. They get, basically most of them, they lack some education because they've been in this situation. And so it's helping them. And every Thursday, they get together with the judge and his crew, and they have kind of a social hour. They have dinner together. It's really neat. Now, there is a thing called the National Child Traumatic Stress Network. And, by the way, those of you that are watching the show, you're seeing all of these pictures of cleaning supplies, home cleaning, and you're probably wondering, why is he having pictures of cleaning supplies, cleaning services, on a show about human trafficking? And that's because if you're just joining us and maybe didn't hear, Melissa Venema from She Has a Name Cleaning Services is going to be joining us later on in the show. And that is a program, an employer, that is also trying to help these women. Okay, so just to avoid any confusion there. All right, now there is a thing called the National Child Traumatic Stress Network, NCTSN, and they put together statistics of human trafficking. And so, and by the way, there's a hotline number, 1-888-373-7888. So if you know someone or you are in the middle of a situation where you are caught up in human trafficking and you can get, you want to try to get some help, that would be a number to either tell your friend to call or call if it's you, 1-888-373-7888. All right. And they also have, apparently there's a Spanish version. So they, nationally, since 2007, there have been 29,868 cases called into this hotline. It's an amazing number. Like they have, I don't know. Oh, and I have Ohio statistics. In Ohio, there have been 292 trafficking cases reported this year, 1,014 calls about it. Now, not every call ends up in a case, if you will, because sometimes it's hard to track the people down. They may have called from a cell phone, you know, it's hard to, so, or they changed their mind and said, oh, you know, it was a mistake, I don't want to prosecute. And of course, everybody knows those are still women dealing with it. But it's a real problem. And many of you have seen, there are two movies that come to mind for me. They were also very enlightening. And that is the movie, Taken, with Liam Neeson, Taken, and if you hadn't seen it, it's this movie where this young girl, it's a husband and wife and a little girl, and the husband and wife have just gotten divorced. Liam Neeson and his wife just got divorced in this movie, and the daughter wants to go to Europe with some friends, and her dad, Liam, he's not in favor of it. He actually used to work in something that seemed like Secret Service or CIA or something. He seems to know that human trafficking is a big problem, especially in Europe, according to this movie. And the mom is saying to him, you're just being ridiculous. I'm going to let her go. And sure enough, when she gets there, gets off the plane, the first thing that happens is her and her three friends get kind of tracked down by this predator for human trafficking. And before you know it, they have them all drugged and in this brothel kind of a situation. There's another movie that I've watched a couple times because it's an excellent movie called The Equalizer, and it has Denzel Washington. So if you haven't seen that, you should check that one out. And it's a really, really awesome movie. It kind of shows how easily how hard it is to break yourself away from these situations that you find yourself in. And so, you know, it's nice now that we're becoming more aware of it and that people are out there trying to help. There are several businesses that are trying to help these women. So we have Judge Herbert, and we have several businesses that are helping the women once they get out of the human trafficking situation and into regular employment. So I think what we're going to do, and by the way, those of you that are listening, you know that we normally do a Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And normally we would do it about now, but we're not going to. We're going to do it in another 12 minutes. So if you're just joining us and you've never been a listener before, let me just give you the number so that you can pre-program it into your cell phone. The number is 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. We don't want you to call now. We're just giving you the number so that when we are ready to do the question of the day, you'll be all set. All right, so like I said, later on in the show, Melissa Venema from She Has a Name Cleaning Services is going to join us. But before we do that, we're going to go to a break.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 472. And as promised, Melissa Venema is in the studio with us, and those of you watching saw her appear on camera there. And so welcome, Melissa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Let me just tell folks a little bit about you. You are the business development manager for She Has a Name Cleaning Services, a local social enterprise cleaning company that provides residential and commercial cleaning services with a mission. You offer high-quality cleaning to your customers while inviting them to be a part of your mission to train, employ, and empower survivors of human trafficking. As a company, it says you want to leverage business for social impact and to invite the public into that as well, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. It's really great that you guys do this, because I was saying on the air a little bit before you came that I didn't realize it was such a problem. And it's been about maybe 5-6 years since I was first introduced to the fact that it is a real problem. And I also noticed that you guys, and then there's another company that is helping in the same regard, which is a catering company called Freedom A La Carte.
Yep.
And you're aware of them.
We are, yep. We're good friends with Freedom A La Carte. They're doing great work.
So if you have an event, you're going to hire them?
That's the hope,
and yeah. Then they'll hire you to clean them after the event?
Yeah.
So tell me about She Has a Name Cleaning Services.
Yeah, well, that introduction did a lot to say kind of the basics of what we do, so thanks for that. But yeah, we do. So She Has a Name Cleaning Services started just a couple years ago in response to seeing the need for survivors of human trafficking in the employment arena. And for many of them, there's an employment gap. Not a lot of job experience, maybe lacking a GED, even coming out of traumatic backgrounds. There are just many different factors that can be obstacles for them. And so we recognized that and saw we can move into that. We can provide a social enterprise that can train, employ, and really empower these women as they work hard to rebuild their lives. And without employment, it's really hard to do that. So we're able to train them in cleaning services, and we have incredible customers who care about the mission and are really supportive of the women. And we're able to provide high quality cleaning for our customers while they invest in these women.
Now, I noticed that they wear polo shirts and it says she has a name, Cleaning. Do they also have like a name tag that says their name?
Sometimes they wear name tags. A lot of times that's just via introduction, but that's a good point. We should look into that.
Okay.
And that's, you know, our name really describes our mission in many ways. So a lot of these women, their identities have been stripped from them.
Right.
And so we want to be able to restore that identity, restore that purpose and value to them. And so she has a name really embodies that.
Yeah, you know what? The back of the shirt should have a big word Susan or Sheila or Lori.
Yeah, I like it.
I know that would cost more, but anyway. So now, I noticed you have a page on your website that reads, Book a Cleaning. I have those same words on my website.
Yeah. I love it.
A little different cleaning.
A little
though,
different
right?
cleaning.
Your brushes are bigger than mine.
Yeah, we're not cleaning teeth over here.
So I'm just curious, have you noticed the dental condition of these women? Have you noticed their overall dental health? Do you see women with kind of like missing teeth, blacked out the corners of the teeth? You do, don't you?
Yeah, for some of the women, because they haven't had a lot of resources for several years. And so just being on the streets and even addiction and things like that can really affect their dental health.
Right. And so... do you have people missing work because of a toothache? I mean, do you, and by the way, is there dental insurance? And if there's not, it's okay. I understand. I'm just curious.
We do offer insurance.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Now they have an ability to get in and maybe get started on fixing their smile.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's great to know. I almost didn't ask it because I thought small company probably going to tell me you can't afford it, but you do. Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. Okay. Now, do you ever have women that, they come and they work for you, but then they leave and they go back into a situation?
We do unfortunately have that happen at times.
And is that where like an ex-boyfriend like finds them and gets hold of them again, or is it voluntary?
Gosh, it can happen in different ways, and it's always pretty sad to see that happen, obviously. But unfortunately, just with the things that a lot of the women have walked through, there's a lot of trauma and there's a lot of pull in some ways back to that life when you don't have good coping mechanisms,
right?
And your coping mechanisms may even be harmful at this point when you're trying to change things. It's almost like those coping mechanisms that you've used for years ultimately stab you in the back and pull you back into a life that is destructive.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of the women get into it because they become addicted to drugs on their own and they need the money. Correct?
Some. Uh-huh.
And then others are kind of put in that situation where they're kind of like in the movie Taken, they're kind of kidnapped or held against their will, and then they're given drugs and they get hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah.
Now, in a nutshell, I was looking at your website, as you know, because I was comparing those two Book of Cleanings.
Yeah.
And so in a nutshell, let me just say, or maybe your goal is to see the end of human trafficking in Central Ohio.
Yes.
As a social enterprise, besides employment for these women, you work to restore hope.
Mm-hmm.
You declare that every person has a name, dignity, and a narrative,
mm-hmm.
and that you provide excellent cleaning services to the homes and businesses you serve, correct?
That's right.
Okay, those are good things. By the way, the reason I read those, for those of you that do know about Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, is those four things are going to be important if you want to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And we're going to be doing that in a couple more minutes, maybe four now.
Ooh.
2 to 4 minutes. So I'll remind you, the phone number is 614-459-9769 if you want to have that pre-programmed. All right. Now, do these women drive their own cars to get to the job site, or do you guys provide a car for them?
Most often they come to the office either in their own cars, on the bus,
mm-hmm.
And they drive company vehicles to get to the home or business where they're cleaning.
Chances are their car wouldn't make it anyway, right? A lot of them are a little struggling with three wheels instead of four in the car kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Well, at least three
that
offenders.
Can be true, yeah. Some of them have really reliable cars, but others, it's a struggle.
Now, do you worry about the safety of these women when they enter private homes? See, when I first heard you talk, mm-hmm. that's where my mind went. It's like, wow, they're going into a stranger's home. Granted, during the day, it's mostly women at home or maybe nobody's home because they have been arrangements made to give them keys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it still made me wonder if they worry or you worry about their safety.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good question. And it is something that we take really seriously. And something that we do is we send people in teams. Generally, our cleaners are in teams of 2 to 3. And so they have a team leader who's pretty experienced. And over time, we're able to build relationships with our customers. And so that's something that we take seriously. I think if they're in a situation where they feel uncomfortable, we always want them to, we value them over anything else.
So if they were to come back or get there and it says, you know, it doesn't feel right, something feels strange, I don't feel safe in there, they're allowed to just not even go.
Often we would have them call their operations manager and just talk to them about it. If we need to call the customer or something like that to make different arrangements, we definitely want to do that.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. And these, I'm sure I'm not the only one or the first time you've ever thought of things like this, but it is an interesting topic. And so it looks like it's about time for us to go. What we're going to do is we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day soon. But before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question of the day is, which of the following are true about She Has a Name cleaning services? A, their goal is to see an end to human trafficking in Central Ohio. B, as a social enterprise, besides employment for these women, they work to restore hope. C, they declare that every person has a name, dignity, and a narrative. D, they provide excellent cleaning services to homes and businesses. Or E, all of the above. All right, the winner's going to receive those free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kavitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Rygaard from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dominique Rygaard. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Erica, Sydney, Becky, and Joan, and Melissa Venema from She Has a Name Cleaning Services. Would you pick a number between 1 and 4?
I'll choose 2.
2. Okay, that would be Sydney. Hey, Sydney, how are you?
Hi, good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. Sydney, do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
Yes, yeah, E, all of the above.
Awesome. Hey, I always ask folks who call in, what do you do for a living?
I work as a courier, and I actually have a route on Sunday morning, so I listen to your show every week.
Well, that's good to know. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We love loyal listeners. And now we can reward you for listening with flowers from DeSantis. So stay on the line, please. We need to get the information as to where to send them, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Okay, so we're back with Melissa Venema. She has a name cleaning services, and we only have about 5 minutes, a little less. It's amazing how time goes by so quickly, isn't it?
Time flies.
It really is. So anyway, okay, let me go back to my list of questions. And if you're just joining us, this is about human trafficking. It happens to be Human Trafficking Awareness Month. She has the name Cleaning Services Help the Women Who Have Been Formerly Caught Up in That. Actually, in the Dispatch just yesterday, there was an article how the state is offering a $100,000 grant to count child victims of human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real problem, and it's nice that there are folks like yourselves working to correct it. So, okay, let me go back to the questions. All right, so how did this start? Why did it start? And when did it start? I'm talking about your cleaning service.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So it started, I touched a little bit on this earlier, but it started about 2 years ago in 2015. We're part of actually a larger social enterprise called Clean Turn Enterprises, which is kind of a social enterprise incubator that started about 5 years ago with the mission to employ people who have barriers to employment, such as homelessness, incarceration, addiction, things like that. And it started with multiple business lines, and that included a janitorial business line even from the beginning. But about 2 years ago, in response to learning about these growing issues of human trafficking in Columbus, we realized that we could kind of bridge that gap even more specifically. And the mission of that janitorial line morphed into that specific mission, and we rebranded as She Has a Name Cleaning Services and have grown significantly since then and been able to employ more and more women.
Well, that's really awesome. I do wonder if you guys are successful in eliminating human trafficking, who's going to work at your company?
Right. We'll need to change things a little bit, but that would be amazing.
It's like dentists. We've been trying to put ourselves out of business for forever.
Yeah.
And it's just apparent. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
In our case, it's because people don't brush and floss like they say they do. And in your case, I guess there are always new cases,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys do windows?
We do.
Because there's that joke that I don't do windows, right? Whenever it comes to cleaning,
uh-huh.
I do everything but windows. So you actually do windows?
We do, yeah.
Not on a regular basis. They'd have to ask specifically?
Yeah, it's a special kind of custom request.
Okay. Do you do rental properties?
We do.
Okay. Well, that's good. So if you're a landlord, you own some properties, tell me about what you might do for a landlord. And again, we are down to just about 1 minute, so be fast.
Okay. for landlords, what we do most often for them is their vacancy cleaning. So when people move out and they're leaving their apartment a little bit of a mess, and new people are getting ready to move in, we go in and clean everything up from top to bottom.
Well, that's great to know. As a landlord, I really could use that service.
Yeah.
More often than I'd like. Actually, that's not true. Things change over. So I'm fully rented. I have several rental properties, but that doesn't mean that somebody's lease isn't coming up in 2 months and who may not renew because they want to buy a house or they're moving, maybe graduated from college. Okay, so tell me how people can reach you, because again, we're down to 20 seconds.
Sure. You can reach us over the phone at 614-653-7426, or you can go online to learn more about us at www.shancleaning.com, which is shancleaning.com, short for She Has a Name.
Awesome, Melissa. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Good luck with the business.
Thank you so much. And I'll be calling
you to get to hire you guys.
Perfect.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko and visit my office Facebook page, Dr. Kavitko and Associates, and like us. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.